My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Cardo's winners yesterday, thank God they came back from a 5-2 deficit. They ended up winning the game 7-5. RBIs happening from Josh Naylor, RBIs from Stephen Fry. Bo Naylor hit a home run and had an RBI. It was fantastic. Andres Jimenez had an RBI. Stephen Kwan had an RBI. John Kenzie Noel had an RBI. And Emmanuel Clase tied the all-time Guardian save record. Steven Vogt says simply he's the best in the game.
He's one of the best in the game right now, if not the best. I think he's the best. But the attitude at which he takes the ball every night, I mean, even in the game the other night in the doubleheader, you know, picks up the team and throws a huge inning and is able to keep them off the scoreboard in a very non-leveraged situation. Doesn't matter when we give this guy the ball, he goes out and pitches to the best of his ability every time.
Right now, 20-1 to win the Cy Young.
There's not a better pitcher in baseball. He's not going to win the Cy Young because he's a closer. And I do think when you're a closer, you need a lackluster year from basically every starter to be even put in the conversation. Ooh. But the fact that we are talking about him says about how great he is. He is having, Ken, one of the best seasons ever in baseball history by a reliever. What he's doing is incredible.
What if they vote at the end of the year? They vote at the end of the regular season. What about when they vote at the end of the regular season and they've made some run? Like, remember the Guardians years ago had to win like 10 in a row to get in the postseason. They did it.
Yeah.
Back when they were the Indians, I'm sorry. What if something like that happens with Emmanuel Clase? I'm just trying to find scenarios where he could actually get it. Like, last year, I didn't think Kevin Stefanski up until like the very end of the season. I'm like, nah, D'Amico Ryans is going to win it or someone else
until
is going to win coach
the
of the
Texans.
Year. Until they beat the Texans, and then it was, all right, Kevin Stefanski is going to be coach of the year.
I do think that if Emmanuel Clase keeps this up, now, part of it is the Guardians need to put him in these situations because he can be awesome, but he also, it's not as if no matter what, he's going out there every fifth day and getting the ball. Mm-hmm. It's that he needs to be put in the situation. The team needs to put him in the situation to go out and close games, because while I don't think the writers that vote on these awards care about saves as much as they used to care about saves, I think he probably needs to be past 45, probably needs to be closer to 50 to really start to be considered for a lot of these guys. And I do think that there are writers out there that are not going to vote him as the Cy Young just because he's a reliever, just because he's not taking the ball every fifth day, because he's not going to pitch even 100 innings, where whoever wins the Cy Young, I bet, is probably going to have 200 innings pitched. Ah. And I think that's a big deal for a lot of people that vote on this award.
Moving forward, I've told the story about my cousin Ricky teaching me how to rebuild a carburetor. Owen remembers that story.
It's one of the best ever.
If you want to know what cousin Ricky looks like, I want you to look up Luke Travers, because that's what my cousin Ricky looked like. And he just signed a two-way deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Danny, you're the host of Locked On Cavs. Describe the impact.
So I do think that Luke has a skill set that can translate to the NBA. I think that he's obviously played in... So he's played professionally.
I hope it could translate to the NBA.
Well, no, but I think a lot of times when you have guys on two-way slots, it doesn't always do that.
Really?
You're taking shots on guys. I think he is going to be one of the better two-way players in basketball. And by two-way players, I mean a guy on a two-way contract slot, not offense and defense. I think that he brings, and you've seen this if you've watched the Cavs summer league team, he brings a bit of organization. He brings a bit of just like kind of the adult in the room at times on those types of teams. I think he will be better in the NBA than he has been overseas and in summer league, because I do believe that at times he's the type of player that can be a product of his environment, if you will, where there are guys that are elevated by other players because their skill set can really shine when they're put into good spots as opposed to creating good spots themselves. I think Luke Travers is that type of guy. Now, I'm not entirely sold on the shooting. If he becomes a guy that you can count on as a three-point shooter, he's going to be an awesome role player. He's going to be an awesome seventh guy for a really good basketball team, whether it's the Cavs or somebody else. If he doesn't, I still think he's got a role in the NBA, but it's probably like the ninth or tenth guy.
Okay. I like hearing that. Brown signed 13 to their practice squad yesterday. Juwan Briggs, a late draft pick by the Cleveland Browns, I think sixth round. He was signed to the practice squad as a defensive tackle. Some of the other names that stood out, Justin Hardy from Glenville, cornerback. He is on the practice squad now. Rex Sunahara, long snapper from Bay Village. Congratulations on all his success. He is also on the Browns practice squad. James Prochet, who might be my favorite Cleveland Brown because he shook my son's hand, he is on the practice squad. Jermaine Ifedi, who was playing left tackle against the Seattle Seahawks, which we had callers still insisting even yesterday that Deshaun Watson should have played in that game behind Jermaine Ifedi. He is on the practice squad right now. Jalen Christopher Darden, he is signed to the practice squad as a wide receiver. And Roy Mbetika, the International Player Pathway Program tackle, is on the practice squad as well. So you got 13 that are on the practice squad. Michael Woods II is also on the practice squad. And it seems, according to Adam Schefter, Mike Ford is going to be coming back. He is signed to the Browns practice squad. I don't really need a take on that if you have one.
Were you surprised by any of the names? I'll ask you. Were you surprised that they brought all those?
Because
all of them were in camp here, except for Mike Ford.
I was more surprised a couple of the names that were left off, like Zaire Mitchell-Payton. They really liked him. They loved him on special teams. I thought for sure he would be on there. By the way, the Deontay Foreman thing, I think a couple years ago or last year, remember Mo Hurst? He didn't make the 53-man roster, and there was a lot of like, whoa, why didn't Mo Hurst make that? And then it was like, well, there's this loophole.
Because he's a vested veteran.
Yeah,
we can sign
him to something different.
Basically, what I think they did with Hurst was they cut him so they could keep someone on their 53-man roster that they had to put on injured reserve. But there was like a wink and a nod that as soon as that roster spot opened back up, Mo Hurst would be getting a contract.
So I am speculating. I'm glad you explained that. I'm speculating. I think the same thing's going to happen with Deontay Foreman here.
Okay.
As I think by next week, Deontay Foreman will be a Cleveland Brown.
Well, I mean, they cannot.
Maybe by today.
They cannot go into September 8th with only two running backs. I don't think they can go into September 8th.
I don't think they can go into practice today with only two running backs.
I think that's fair, too. I don't think they can go into next week with four quarterbacks. I don't think they can do it with two running backs either. I think you need three of each.
Can one of those quarterbacks move to running back?
Theoretically, maybe.
What is this, high school football here?
Athletes on the field.
That is true. You need some athletes out there. Got to find a place for you.
Instead of trading Tyler Huntley somewhere else, they're going to trade him to running back.
Well, they did it with Elijah Moore last year.
Yeah, but that'd be the same principle. Oh, it is, because we always say every NFL player, basically 99 of 100 NFL players, no matter what position they play in the NFL, played college or played high school quarterback. All of them. Unless you're from Florida, Ohio, Texas, maybe California, California is a vast state. Texas is a vast state.
Sure, I think
Florida's actually vast too when you think about it. Okay, Texas, or Ohio, or Pennsylvania. There you go.
I think it's more likely you played quarterback in these two states. in Ohio and PA than it is Florida, Texas, California if you make it to the NFL. I think it's way more likely.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. You probably played it.
Yeah, I think like it's less if you're a receiver.
No, wait, hold on. No, I take that back. I think there's more I think because there's more schools, more people, they probably played more quarterback.
I don't. I think like receivers in the NFL right now. So you're saying if you are a wide receiver in the NFL right now, it is more likely you played wide receiver in high school in Ohio and Pennsylvania than it is Florida, California, Texas. Is that what you're saying?
I would say still no. No.
Cause like,
I take that back. Because I'm thinking about Texas is such a large state. So is Florida and California. But I would say that that's different. So I would say most guys in most, like we always bring it up, where J.C. Treader played quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guards played quarterback. I never asked Joel Petonio if he played quarterback.
Probably. At some point, I bet he did.
At some point, he probably played QB.
So like just to relate this to me coaching.
Maybe it is different now, though.
The kid who would be our best wide receiver is our quarterback. Because we just don't have quarterbacks. That's what high school football at smaller schools in Ohio is.
There are a lot of small schools in Ohio.
He would be the best wide receiver we have, but he has to play quarterback because we don't have anyone else.
That's it for about last night.
Yes, it is.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.